It is 10:40 a.m. on this Friday, March 22nd morning. You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 a.m. and 105.7 FM, as well as on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. On this Friday, March 22nd, it's time for the Valley Talk program, and we have joining us today Kurt Elveson of the Polk County Veterans Affairs Office. Kurt, how are you doing today?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Of course, it's always a pleasure when you can stop in, and you're always full of some great information, a lot of great talking points. So, on this nice day right now, what do you got for us to talk about? I'm sure there's a lot of topics.
A lot of changes. You know, I've talked about this stuff quite a bit in the past, but we're just going to keep going with it. So let's talk about April. So Veterans Day on the Hill. Mm-hmm. That's when we go down to the state capitol and talk to our legislators about certain veteran bills to try to get them passed and support them. We do have a bus, 55-passenger bus, leaving from Crookston here on that day. That's April 17th. We're leaving at 5:30 in the morning from the Walmart parking lot. And I still have about 20 spots on the bus. So if you want to come and support veterans and jump on the bus, give me a call. Just like this flyer says, no membership in any organization is required, and all supporters are welcome.
Okay.
So you don't have to be a veteran. You just got to be a veteran advocate.
Yeah.
And so we're looking for numbers for the bus. So if you want to come on down with us, give me a call, and we'll get you on the bus.
What's that number they can call?
The best number to call is the 218-281-306 number.
Okay, perfect. And so when you guys go down there, I mean, what exactly does that entail? Are you meeting with different, like, individuals or, like, meetings? Or, like, what is
the
it?
The first part of it is we meet as all the veterans advocates are going down there. We meet at the armory down there.
Okay.
And we have a little luncheon, and we have some speakers and talk about what bills we're looking at, how important it is to pass them, and some other stuff. So that's kind of the first part of it. Then we all kind of march over to the state capitol, and that's where we do, at the rotunda, we have another little ceremony with a couple speakers and kind of talk about what these bills are going to do for us and how we need to move forward to get them passed. And after that, about 2 o'clock that day, I do have a meeting with a meeting room with Mark Johnson, our representative here.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I don't think Deb Keel will be there, but if she is, I'm sure she'll be in the room as well.
Cool.
So that'll be for our district here, so we can talk to them and tell them our concerns and what we want to see passed. The biggest stuff we're looking at is there's a lot of changes to the veterans' property tax exclusion we're hoping to pass, some increases on the amounts, and kind of who's funding it as well. So I won't get into too detailed with that.
Yeah, of course.
It'd be a long time.
Yeah, we don't have that much time. No. But no, that's great. I mean, so that's the thing. It's a great opportunity. Again, is there any cost associated to get on this bus?
No, there's not. No,
there you
and
go.
We usually stop for coffee and donuts somewhere, or stop for lunch on the way back. So
great. So I mean, it sounds like a great opportunity. Again, it's what, you know, our country's about, democracy, and getting to your in front of your representatives and people who are we're their constituents, and they want to hear from us, and this is a great opportunity for that.
Exactly. And that my point when I talk about this is, yeah, we got to get on the bus at 5 in the morning. It's early.
It is.
But hey, we're up here in the north, and we need to have our voices heard as well.
It's a very good point. Yeah, it's a jaunt to get down there. So yes, a lot of times our voices don't get heard as much as, you know, anybody who lives even close, even in the west of the city is an hour away, maybe. A lot easier to get down
exactly.
there, so it is so important. Yeah, to,
it shows a big shows how much we care when we're willing to get on a bus that early and go all the way down there and be there for a few hours and drive all the way back. So I mean, it does show that we really do care, and we want to make sure our voices are heard. So.
Yeah, and I would assume that would stick with those ears that are hearing to your message. That's great. So again, that when is that again?
That's April 17th.
Okay.
Yep, and again, the bus will leave at. It'll leave at 5:30 from the Walmart parking lot. But
do you have a deadline you'd like people to call by, or is it just...
Honestly, if you call me the night before and we have a spot, you can get on there.
All right, that's great. And one more time, that number, just so...
The best number to call is our Crookston office here. It's 218-281-3066.
Perfect.
Just leave a message. If we don't answer, we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Awesome. Well, that is a great topic already, and again, looking forward to hearing how that goes. But what else you got for us today? I know there's a long list.
So 2 days later is the annual Veterans Benefit Fair we do here in Crookston at the Crookston Armory. So great event. Since it'll be April 19th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So, you know, we have tables full of vendors that have different departments or different organizations that have benefits for veterans, anywhere from justice outreach from the VA to to Wounded Warrior Guide Service, bringing veterans hunting and fishing. I mean, it's going to be a great event. We also have the Honor Flight coming too this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably going to have their raffles and applications for the Honor Flight. So if you haven't signed for the Honor Flight, it's a good time to come and talk to them and get an application. Otherwise, you can get applications from my office as well. But so, yeah, it's going to be a great event. I'm really hoping for a lot of people to come through. Make it kind of worth all the work. But even if we get one veteran through, that's enough for me. But mm-hmm. want to make sure the vendors feel like they're seeing a lot of people so they keep coming back.
Oh, for sure. Well, the thing is, too, I mean, people might be saying, well, I went last year. But things change, right?
Things change. We have different vendors. Yep. You know, some of the vendors we had last year are going to be this year. And actually, last year, some of the vendors we had coming, we had an ice storm the day of.
Oh, that's right.
And the night of, or night before. So I actually missed out on a lot of vendors, about mm-hmm. five or six, I think, that didn't show because of that and some other people. So we're hoping for good weather.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I hate to say it should be good weather because it's April, but you never know.
We all know weather up here, so we're just going to blow by that. Anyway, yep. And is this for any specific area of veterans or just around the area? Whoever?
No, whoever. It's, you know, it's put on by Polk and Relay County Veteran mm-hmm. Services. It's who okay. I am. But it's for any veteran or veteran advocate. Maybe mm-hmm. it's someone that wants to hire veterans. Maybe they want to stop in and talk to different organizations about, well, how do you hire veterans? You mm-hmm. know, maybe it's a widow of a veteran. Maybe it's a son or daughter of a veteran. It just there's good information for everybody.
Oh, for sure. And so, I mean, and like, is it full? Like if you're a vendor, you want to say, maybe I want to get a part of this. Is there any way you
I think we have room for some more tables.
Okay.
There's always other rooms at the Armory mm-hmm. as well we can overflow into.
Okay.
So if you're a vendor that would like to be a part of this, definitely, again, give us a call, 218-281-3066.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, and that's it's a great opportunity, again, just so many different aspects of life that is, you can really learn about
mm-hmm.
and that can affect you. And again, as we said before, it changes not only the vendors but just things in general with the
exactly.
change.
So, the vendors benefit they might be had last year is maybe changed and
mm-hmm.
maybe the amounts are different and you're eligible now or who knows what the case may be. It just depends on what you're looking for. And usually we have anywhere, I think on all the fairs we've had close to 30 vendors. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's plenty of vendors there to talk to for veteran and veteran advocates. So.
Well, that is a fantastic thing, yes. And how many years have you been doing this, by the way? Do you know off the top of your head?
I mean, Red Lake County will be 13 years in December.
That's awesome.
Polk County will be 8 years in November.
That's great.
So, yeah. It goes fast. Time flies. I feel like it started yesterday.
Well, good. Well, that's awesome. So
yeah.
That's, again, so that's when's that event again? That's
April 19th, the Friday. Okay. Yep. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Perfect. And then again, that's at the Crookston Armory right here.
Yep.
And so, make sure to check that out. I'm sure we'll hear about that more as we get a little closer. So that's very exciting. And as again, if you're just tuning in to the Valley Talk program on this Friday, I have Kurt Elveson here with Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs mm-hmm. Office. And so we're talking about a lot of great things coming up here already in April. We have that bus trip down to the Capitol on the 17th. And again, that fair we were just mentioning on the 19th. And what else would you like to talk about as we got plenty of time here?
We're good? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, like we've talked before in the past, there's the 9/11 Veterans Bonus from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. So that rolled out, was it 2 years ago? A year ago from this last July, so it's almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It ends in June.
Okay.
So that's when it's all done. So, and again, there was a change. So basically, if you're a veteran that served active duty service after 9/11, 2001, and you're a Minnesota resident today, you're eligible for this bonus. And there's a $600 bonus if you don't have certain medals. If you have certain medals like Iraqi Freedom Campaign Medal, you're going to get $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gold Star families. If your family member or your son or daughter passed away in the service during this period, you can maybe get $2,000. So for your Gold Star family. So definitely, if you've not applied for that, you need to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, time's winding down.
Yeah, we're winding down. That's the one benefit I really talk about that actually has expiration date. So let's get you guys enrolled in that before it's too late.
Yeah, and that's the big thing is, you know, a lot of these stuff doesn't last forever, so you just have to make sure. And that's why it's important to have probably consistent contact with you and your offices, right?
Yep, and that's what, you know, I talked about some other CVSOs yesterday. We had a meeting in Fargo, and I always say on the radio, I'd say, if you haven't seen your VSO or your county veteran service officer within the last year or two, it's time to give them a call and see what's going on because things change.
Yeah, I mean.
Change all the time.
Clearly. I mean, that's what every time I talk to you, you're talking about oh, this is expiring or this is starting up, this is changing. And yep. It's constant. So, yeah, you want to be in the know to get every benefit that you can because, well, it's well-deserved, obviously, for serving. So, I mean.
Exactly. And that kind of move, that's a good talk to moving on to the next thing I want to talk about. So VA healthcare is doing a TERRA expansion. So TERRA is a toxic exposure.
Okay.
So any veteran who is exposed to toxins and can kind of prove it, which that's my job. I'll help you prove that. So don't worry about having to figure that out before you come see me.
Mm-hmm.
Can be enrolled in VA healthcare without income mattering.
Really?
So right now, the eligibility for VA healthcare, unless you're certain wartime periods or certain exposures besides just toxic exposure, you can automatically in the VA healthcare system.
Yep.
And then with income now, for veterans that have relied on income to get in or be denied before, now if you have a toxic exposure, let's say you're exposed to fuel, let's say you're a mechanic and you never left the States, but you're exposed to JP5 or some kind of a fuel, and just that exposure alone can get you in the VA healthcare system.
Really?
You don't even have to have a condition, just that exposure alone can get you in.
That's so huge.
So for those veterans out there that are listening, if you've been denied for VA healthcare in the past because of income, maybe this is time to come see us.
Yeah, I mean,
let's talk about your job and what you're exposed to in the service and see if that's your in.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's great to hear that it's opening because obviously it's going to affect a lot of people, it sounds like.
Yeah, this is probably the biggest expansion for VA healthcare in many, many decades. So.
And the thing is, it doesn't have to be anything recent, right? Obviously, it goes back for quite a bit. I heard Agent Orange. I mean,
that's an automatic one.
Yeah, well, yeah, for sure. It's just... Going all the way back, so yeah, it's a big thing. And again, when did this just get approved, or when did this start?
This was
just recently, wasn't
March 5th.
It? Yeah, this month. Yep. I mean, just look at that. So because I knew I heard about it recently. So so again, so if somebody talked to you a month ago and they didn't know about it, so get back in contact. So. Yeah,
get back in contact with your CVSO.
Yeah,
whatever county you're from or whatever CVSO you're using, just say hey, maybe. Maybe this is my in to get in if I've been denied before for VA healthcare.
Exactly.
And it's good to know about those toxic exposures because they cause problems. JP5 or fuel from the service can cause a lot of kidney or cancer problems. And you want to make sure you're talking to your VSOs about your benefits and and maybe didn't hear the right answer before, and maybe it's changed now. So
exactly, change, the biggest theme here. So so that is great. Well, except Kurt, we still have a little bit of time here. Is there anything else you want to cover? And then before we wrap up, we'll have to make sure just to give those two dates again for the bus trip and the fair. But anything else right now? I know there's always plenty of something you got to talk about.
I just want to mention too, they do have Iraqi. Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom Veteran Support Group at the Vet Center in Grand Forks.
Oh, okay.
That's the first and third Wednesday of the month from 1730 to 1900 hours. So if you're looking to attend that, give us a call. We can get you the contact information for that. So kind of a nice thing. The Vet Center's really been doing a lot more stuff recently.
Good.
So they have a mobile unit. They'll actually be at the Vet Center will have their mobile unit, looks like a big RV, at my Veterans Benefit Fair on April 19th.
Well, look at that. Look at that tie. Yep. You know, we do this for a while now, Kurt. You're getting professional now.
I know.
Look at that.
Getting there.
Oh, of course. So, again, that's a great thing, and that's so take advantage of that, obviously. And again, so once the bus trip is on April 17th,
you're
leaving at 5:30 from Walmart.
Walmart parking lot, 5:30.
There you go.
And then
come back, and then that same day, go down, have a great time with getting a lot of great information. Yep. And then 2 days later on the 19th, that is the fair.
Yep, at the Crookston Armory.
Just like that. So make sure check it out. I mean, as Kurt said, I mean, if you're a veteran even if you're a vendor or just someone who wants to hire veterans, I mean, there's something for, just about everyone over there.
Exactly.
A lot of great information. Different people from last year again, or different information. Can't stress that enough. Everything changes, so a lot changes, I should say. So, as Kurt says, if you haven't talked to your individual at your office within the past year, if it was me personally, I'd say like every 6 months or sooner, because it seems every time I talk to you again, something else changes.
Or there's something new, and that's for us to keep track of it all is. Keeps my brain pretty full.
But
we want to make sure the veterans are getting the information. And we hate when we help veterans and they get denied because we as county, because we're county employees, we don't make the rules. We just have to follow them and help apply for the veteran to get them. And we don't like it when they get denied. That's not, you know, we don't really like that. So if we can come around and the rules change and get them in, that's a great thing for us. So.
That's the goal, exactly. All right. Well, Kurt, thank you again. As always, it's a pleasure to have you on. You have so much great information for our listeners. We really appreciate it. And we'll let you go for today. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend. And we can't wait to have you on next.
All right. Thank you.
All right, have a good one. You too.